So just as the Royal Commission into Union Corruption starts delving into the details of allegations that a union slush fund paid for Julia Gillard's home renovations two decades ago, an explosive claim from the former PM's ex-boyfriend has come to light. This was a statement that's written by Bruce Wilson for the Royal Commission. It was read on ABC local radio in Victoria this morning. And in it, Bruce Wilson alleges that a Melbourne lawyer offered to set up a trust account for him to exchange for evidence against Julia Gillard. To discuss today's developments, I'm joined now by ABC reporter Adrian Rochella. Thank you very much for joining us, Adrian.
Hi, Waleed.
The lawyer at the centre of the claim has rejected these allegations. I suppose that's to be expected.
Yeah, look, I guess that is to be expected. Harry Nowicki today said that he didn't offer Bruce Wilson $200,000 to try to induce him to implicate Julia Gillard into these alleged slush funds. And Harry Nowicki said all he did was offer to arrange a meeting with a publicist to help Bruce Wilson get his story out in a television interview. So Harry Nowicki vehemently denied any wrongdoing today. This statement, which runs 91 pages, we're told, has been handed to the Royal Commission, but hasn't been tendered as an exhibit yet. So essentially, it's a leaked document, and it did cause some upset amongst the lawyers at the Commission today, wanting to know how this document got out. And basically, we were told that all legal parties have access to all the documents that are before them because they might affect any of their own clients as witnesses. So, and then there are a lot of legal parties who have access to these documents. So who knows how it was actually leaked, but Bruce Wilson's legal team says that they did not leak it to Melbourne ABC Radio this morning.
Yeah, I imagine the Commission must be very concerned about it, though. Does it affect proceedings in any way?
Well, the commissioner was very subdued about it, actually. The lawyer representing Bruce Wilson was clearly annoyed and got up and expressed her frustration, and counsel assisting also, you know, seemed a little annoyed, but there wasn't a lot of outrage or anything in the inquiry, if that's what you think might have happened today. That was actually sort of quite subdued on that front.
I have to say that surprises me. Maybe I shouldn't be. I don't know. Bruce Wilson, has he responded at all to the denial from the lawyer?
So we haven't had a chance to speak to him today to get any response, and we have requests in to speak to him, but so far we haven't had a chance to put any questions to him directly to respond to those denials.
Okay. It'll be interesting to watch that space. I understand there is also now evidence emerging of a second AWU slush fund. What are the details of that?
Yeah, so far we've been hearing about this fund called the Workplace Reform Association that Bruce Wilson allegedly masterminded along with his former AWU associate, Ralph Blewett. And today, the council assisting outlined a second one called the Members' Welfare Account. And apparently the way that worked was that small amounts of payroll deductions were made from union employees and diverted into this fund, as well as some rather large donations, allegedly, from a couple of big companies, the construction firm Tease and the gas producer Woodside. They allegedly both put in about $50,000, and that then some of this money was then used for election campaigns. And today, the council assisting had officially accused Bruce Wilson of committing crimes. He said that he committed an offence under the WA Criminal Code because he conspired with Ralph Blewett to set up these two funds, and that Wilson also procured a benefit for himself, which was another offence, a second offence under the WA Criminal Code.
Right. This is getting curiouser and curiouser. Still no smoking gun against Julia Gillard herself. That's the big thing that would be of most political interest to most people, I imagine. But we'll keep well across it and well briefed. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Adrian.
Thanks, Waleed.
It's Adrian Rochella, ABC reporter.